You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
It's been 1 month since the government announced the Fast Track Approvals Bill, which has seen widespread criticism from both conservationists and the general public, who say the bill is undemocratic and will push the biodiversity of Aotearoa further into decline. As we're in the last week of submissions to the Select Committee regarding the bill, the Green Party have opened up their own submissions page on their website that citizens are welcome to add their signatures to, and published a guide on how people can add their own individual submissions. I spoke to Greens MP Ricardo Menendez about the submissions for the Fast Track Approvals Bill and the current state of the bill since it was announced, and we also had a conversation about the government's recent changes to the accredited employer work visa and what it means for migrant workers here in Aotearoa.
Can you tell us a bit about the Green Party's submission to the Select Committee regarding the Fast Track Approval Bill?
The Green Party is encouraging members of the public to submit to Parliament to have people's voices heard around what is one of the biggest fronts to environmental protections in a generation. And so what we're asking people to do is to take 5 minutes of their time, go to the Parliament website, and let people know that corporations shouldn't have such huge power over our environment, and that we need to have better protections in place rather than ministers being able to bypass any environmental protections in order to have things like bottom trawling and coal mines.
We're now approaching the last 3 days of submissions to the Select Committee. Based on the number of signatures that the Green Party's received on their own submission, as well as the reaction to the bill since it was introduced last month, what do you think the outcome of the committee will be at this stage?
Well, that is completely dependent on how many people submit, and having your voice heard in Parliament is only one part of the process to stop this bill. We've also had people protesting in the streets and people writing letters to the MPs. And so we do hope that by having a huge number of people's voices heard in Parliament, that politicians will realise that there is no public appetite for ministers having huge powers to grant corporations the ability to mine in conservation land and do things like bottom trawling, which will destroy our environment, undermine people's access to things like clean water, and put many species at risk of extinction.
Despite all the backlash over the past month, the coalition government still maintains that the current environmental protection processes are merely red tape, and fast-tracking the selected projects will create economic benefits that could positively impact rural communities in Aotearoa. So how would you respond to this sentiment?
Of course, the coalition politicians still claim that having things like bottom trawling and mines and conservation land are beneficial, but they're only really beneficial in the short term, and the damage that it creates to the environment is irreparable, and it also has potential huge impacts on people's ability to have things like clean drinking water and a healthy environment and quality air, which ultimately are all things we need to stay healthy and well. And so I'm not surprised that the government's politicians don't really care about the environment. They've been quite explicit that they don't even really care much for the science on issues like climate change.
Before we move on to the next topic, where can concerned citizens go to make their own submissions to the Select Committee?
People can go either to the Green Party website, and if you Google things like Fast Track Consenting Green Party, you'll find our submission guide. Otherwise, you can just go to the Parliament website, and in the website, you'll be guided to a page where you can make your voice heard. It only takes about 5 minutes, and people don't need to write a whole essay. All it takes is a paragraph or two at most, making your view clear on whether you support or oppose and why.
So moving on to the next topic, the government has introduced a recent series of changes to the accredited employer work visa scheme. They've introduced things like English language requirements for migrants, reducing the maximum stay of workers within certain levels of the visa scheme, and approval processes with work and income to bring in workers. What sort of impacts do you think that these changes will have?
I think governments of red and blue have treated migrants for far too long as replaceable cogs in the economy. And these changes, what they do is they have huge impacts on a migrant's ability to find a pathway to put roots down in the community. And so when we've got people who've been living here for, say, 8 to 10 years, and they're still in a precarious visa at risk of exploitation, the message that these changes send is that migrant workers are just disposable things that can be run out of the country when governments don't think the economy needs them. And so the Greens would be calling rather for more settled pathways to residency and to have long-term planning around infrastructure so that we're not having this back and forth between Labor and National about who was the one who allowed net migration to skyrocket.
The initial review of the accredited employer work visa scheme was prompted by incidents where migrant workers were found to have been exploited by their employers. Do you think that the recent changes to the scheme will be effective in preventing migrant worker exploitation?
Many migrant workers have conditions that means their whole ability to stay in the country depends on their employer. And until we fix that and we allow migrants to be able to move around workplaces without losing their visa, exploitation will continue to happen. And this is what unions, frontline advocates, lawyers, and the Greens have said, that until we stop this modern slavery practice of tying workers to a single employer, exploitation will continue to happen. Because if your whole ability to stay in the country depends on a single employer, you're going to accept terrible conditions out of fear that it could compromise your ability to stay in the country.
Just to wrap things up, given the current cost of living crisis Aotearoa is facing, do you think that tighter immigration restrictions are needed to reduce the pressure on our infrastructure and ensure that Kiwis are the first to get jobs?
Politicians should be really careful to scapegoat migrants at a time of an inequality crisis. The inequality crisis was not driven by high net migration. It was driven by greedy landlords who continuously put up rents. It was led by governments who failed to target the supermarket duopoly, who are making record profits. And these are the issues that we need to prioritize to tackle so that people can afford their rent, that they can put food on the table, and then need to have a more serious conversation about what the purpose of our immigration policy is and how we treat migrant workers with respect and dignity as opposed to cogs in a machine.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.